The Irish Business and Employers Confederation is also worried about a no-deal Brexit. Its latest report is out this morning and its chief economist, Gerard Brady, is here now. Good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you for joining us. How bad would it be in a no-deal scenario?
So our new economic outlook is out this morning. We're saying going into this no-deal scenario, every indicator in the domestic economy is pointing in the same direction, that we're seeing probably the strongest growth since the late 90s in terms of real incomes, and it's benefiting households. So household income over the last 5 years after inflation has increased by a quarter. No other developed economy is probably in a stronger position to weather what might be a significant storm coming. We think next year, if you saw a no-deal Brexit, growth in GDP would more than halve, but actually that probably doesn't tell the full story. So much of Ireland's economy is made up of multinationals. If you look at the indigenous sectors, we think the best indicator is employment. To give you an idea of what would happen, we think employment growth would go from probably 50,000 new jobs next year to less than 10,000 jobs next year. So it's a really significant impact on households and on that kind of growth in income we've seen over the last number of years. It's also not the only threat out there. It's really bad timing that the global economy is actually looking very weak and kind of on rocky ground as we head into this. And some of the trade war scenarios in the global economy with Trump in particular will impact on Ireland and Irish indigenous business. So we see about 800 million of Irish goods exposed to Trump's tariffs on EU goods. So most of that is on indigenous industries, dairy and whiskey in particular.
And in terms of the hit to growth, the central bank puts it at around 4% in the year after a no-deal Brexit. The Department of Finance, the ESRI, say it would be around 2.4% over 2 years. Where is IBEC at?
I think it's hard to know.
Yeah.
Basically, we're in a very different and very new situation when it comes to this. It's hard to forecast anything accurately because we've never been through it before. What we know is that for the indigenous sectors of the economy, this is new ground and it will be very bad. What very bad looks like, whether it's 2.4 or 4, is kind of spurious accuracy at this stage, but it will be very bad. In particular, we think the swing in currency, we've said before, we think that you would go to more than parity with sterling in a no-deal scenario. We think that investment, in particular in SMEs, would be very badly affected.
And what are the reasons for that? What is it about a no-deal Brexit that would push the economy into this situation?
I think it's the uncertainty of the new trading relationship. So there's two things will happen. One is because of sterling, our exports will become uncompetitive fairly quickly, plus you have extra trade costs that will come down the line over the course of weeks and months. Those together in low-margin industries, particularly in the likes of food, engineering and in the SME sector, will put pressure on companies' cash flow very, very quickly, which will mean that companies will go out of business in a no-deal scenario. There's no doubt about that. What we're saying to government, how they can deal with it, is that in the budget in October and in the run-up from now, in effect, we need to start putting in place enterprise stabilisation funds and funds that will help companies that will have those cash flow problems immediately after day one.
Do you think the time is now past for the government, for the Department of Finance, to be wondering if it's going to be a no-deal Brexit budget or an orderly Brexit budget? Is it now time to just focus on it? It has to be a no-deal Brexit budget.
I think it's a very difficult position for the Minister for Finance. There's still some hope that there isn't a no deal. It's not a done deal yet. That will definitely have a fallout. But what will happen, I guess, or what we should be doing is planning that we have the legislation in place for these schemes and that we have the funding set aside for these schemes, no matter what the outcome is. So we've said you go ahead with a normal budget, but you basically have a set aside that you can trigger straight away, which means that you put this legislation in place.
Yeah. So it's going to be hugely costly. Does that mean no tax cuts? I mean, people can't expect that.
I think if it's a no-deal scenario, the main thing that we'd be asking for the government to do is that in previous downturns, there's been cuts to investment and to the National Investment Plan that's gone by the wayside every time money needed to be found. The main thing they need to do is keep that National Investment Plan, and particularly projects in the regions will be very, very important that they continue to deliver them, even if there is a no deal, because that will help to prop up the regional economy. So funding that National Investment Plan is going to be a huge ask of government.
Have you factored into your figures the checks that the government say would have to be implemented on the border? The reintroduction of a hard border that the British government is talking about in this leaked paper, the potential unrest. I hate even to have to say it, the potential return to violence and the impact that would have on the economy.
I think you can't put a cost on what any of those things would bring to the economy. So there's much broader cost than just the economic cost of them. I think the real significant piece here is that you have Irish exports are going to be very badly impacted, and particularly Indigenous exports, but also imports as well. It's going to increase costs for businesses operating off this island and for households as well. And one of the main things that it'll do is it introduces such uncertainty into the scenario for businesses, because it's very hard for forecasters to go forward and say, here's what we think will happen. It's very hard for politicians. It's impossible for businesses. And in that scenario, they'll cut investment and they'll stall growth.
Okay, thank you very much for coming in. IBEX Chief Economist Gerard Brady.